As Australia grapples with the scale of the bushfire emergency, an international fire expert is warning people can no longer expect crews to save their properties. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service has made it clear they can't send a fire truck to everyone who calls for help. David Bowman is Professor of Pyrogeography and Fire Science and the Director of the Fire Centre at the University of Tasmania. He says Australia's entire approach to the fire season needs to change.
Oh, there's no historical parallel now. It's clear that we're really learning new things very quickly. 2 weeks ago, I was talking about a situation that was unprecedented, and now it's very difficult to deny that we're seeing things that really exceeding the most extreme sort of scenarios that people have painted for an escalating bushfire crisis.
What impact is the longer fire season and more ferocious fires having, particularly on our firefighting resources?
Well, what I think it's doing is it's now going to throw into relief something that has already is already embedded in the system but hasn't been completely understood, particularly by the general public. And that is that at a certain point, the expectation that if you dial 000, you'll get a response. Once you get to a certain scale of the disaster, and the Rural Fire Service in New South Wales is freely admitting this, that if you dial 000, don't expect a response. And everybody in Australia who's in a fire-prone environment must understand that that is actually the basis of how we're approaching a bushfire crisis, namely that individuals must ultimately be responsible for their decisions, for their life and their property, because you get to a certain scale of forest fire, bushfire, where it is physically impossible. There's no amount of resourcing ever would be able to control the fire. So that's a big thing, a big idea for people to digest, that all of that messaging about having a plan isn't empty talk. There's a certain point where that plan will be tested because there will be no capacity or no reliable certainty that anybody could come to help you.
So in light of what you've said there, Professor, losses then are inevitable?
Well, what we must do is mitigate, reduce the losses by activating people's plans and urging people who are not in the firing line now to understand that we have to be preparing for these very challenging bushfire conditions. And that's why I would argue the automatic response is we need more aircraft, more people. We actually need to make certain that we're preparing our community and building capacity in our community and having structures that can withstand fires. So we need a dual approach, which is that we will have a firefighting capacity, but its ability to stem the fires is limited.
And we are in the midst of it. Does that mean, can we expect more homes and potentially lives to be lost over this coming season?
Oh, absolutely. If people make bad judgment calls, and the worst judgment call is leaving too late, then they are exposing themselves and possibly their families to grave risk.
So what does that mean for life during summer?
What it means is that we're having to change the way we approach summer from being a time of kicking back to being a time of preparation for increasing fire danger in flammable environments. So there's going to be a really big mind shift to the way we're thinking about the summer season. It's not necessarily a festive season or a relaxed season. It's a season to be vigilant.
What about resources like water? Do we have enough, or could we potentially create other problems in a bid to fight one environmental problem with another environmental solution?
That's an absolutely critical point, that, to reiterate, the reliance on firefighting has to be complemented in a very meaningful way of fuel reduction and building capacity in the community to resist the impact of bushfires, because under drought conditions, water supplies are going to be short. It's just simply going to be very practical issues, just not having the capacity to put out these major fires.
Firefighters do work tirelessly, without a doubt. How do you think that this will affect, or maybe is already affecting, people's willingness to be a volunteer, to sign up?
We've really got to think this through, and that's why an integrated approach to build capacity in the community to reduce fuel loads as much as firefighting capacity, because we are going to burn people out. So we are looking at some really deep soul searching about how we as Australians are going to be able to coexist with an increasingly dangerous, flammable environment.
Professor David Bowman, Director of the Fire Centre at the University of Tasmania.